Hot Friday. Temperatures today will reach the low to mid-90s. Even the beaches will soar to 90 degrees thanks to offshore winds for a good part of the day. But the winds aren't particularly strong, so we should still see a sea breeze gradually develop this afternoon and try to push a little bit inland. And as it does so, an isolated shower or storm, but coverage again looks low, less than a quarter of the area to see any rain. And I'll tell you what, There's some spots that have gone pretty dry recently, so we could use a good widespread soaking. I don't see one over the next 5 days. There are some hints by the middle and end of next week of perhaps an upper-level trough nearby, which could enhance our showers and thunderstorms and may finally push us into that true wet season pattern. But more on that as we go through the next few days, obviously. In the meantime, we stay dry and hot at those highs today in the low to mid-90s, only dropping to near 70 tonight. Now, we have the tropical disturbance moving out of the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico, headed in east-northeast, poorly organized and likely will not get a whole lot stronger. Having said that, good chance this becomes at least a tropical depression and perhaps a weak tropical storm. If so, it gets the name Alex, the first Atlantic name of the season, and it's primarily a South Florida thing, as we've been emphasizing pretty much all week long. So very heavy rain. If you're headed south, keep that in mind. Heavy downpours, isolated tornadoes near and south of I-4. And the more south you get, the worse the conditions. Some spots more than a half foot of rain across South Florida. For Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, it's mainly fringe impacts. And that's if anything at all. Best chance for any rain of much consequence is St. Johns County. And even there, it looks to be pretty hit and miss. And with amounts at maybe receiving an inch in a spot or two, but in most spots less than that, you get near and north of I-10, less than a half inch of rain is likely. Of course, any thunderstorm that forms can quickly produce some very heavy downpours, but it would be over localized areas. This disturbance will move across South Florida during the day Saturday, out into the Atlantic Saturday night and Sunday, and it could even strengthen a little bit more once it gets east of Florida, but at that time it's moving away. And we'll see on its backside a little bit of a gusty northeasterly wind for Sunday, and that will enhance the rip current risk, and that's probably the biggest concern heading into the weekend. Best advice through the weekend is to stay out of the ocean. A rip current risk that won't be all that much today becomes at least moderate by tonight and tomorrow morning and moderate to high over the weekend. Remember to never swim or surf alone, always with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard is it all possible. Water temperatures have reached the 80-degree mark, really quite pleasant in the ocean right now. Of course, that warm water also helping to fuel the tropics and tropical systems that develop, which is the case with our disturbance moving into the Gulf of Mexico. We have the warm water. We also have plenty of moisture nearby. Those are two necessary ingredients for a tropical system to thrive, but the big negative is the wind shear out of the west at some 25 to 35 miles per hour, even at times stronger, and that should continue to keep what's likely to be Alex very disorganized as it moves east-northeast bound with all the heavy rain and wind on its east side and its west side pretty bare, actually, of much weather of any consequence. And so that means once it's east of Florida, we really see the rain, the heavy rain at least, cut off pretty dramatically. But it does enhance that northeasterly flow on its backside across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, hence the rip current risk. The shear may relax some once it gets east of Florida. Again, chance for it to strengthen, but at that point, it's moving away. The rest of the tropics are quiet and should stay that way through at least the early part of next week. Of course, there's always more. In Talking the Tropics with Mike, which I update every day during the hurricane season, on WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Otherwise, as we head through your weekend, we get the scattered showers and storms. Again, best chance southern parts of the listening area where coverage will be 50 to 70% if you add up both days, Saturday and Sunday, but less than half the area when you get near and north of Interstate 10. Drying out again the early and middle part of next week and hotter again. Temperatures get back into the low to mid-90s. And then that potential for a buckle in the jet stream by mid to especially late next week. It's really late next week into the following weekend that we're looking at for the potential for wetter conditions and some welcome rainfall, of course. And in the Burris blog, posted that recently, all kinds of information in there from the tropics to June averages to what our May was like. But what's, I think, the most interesting thing is we are celebrating Jacksonville's bicentennial over the next week or so. A great opportunity to look back at Jacksonville history, which is really very rich. It's got some high points, it's got some low points, of course, but from a weather standpoint, I've picked out some of the most interesting events that have occurred over the last couple of 100 years, and that includes our only white Christmas in 1989, temperature extremes on the low end and the high end, and how the thermometers moved around a little bit in Duval County since records have been kept going all the way back to 1871. We have a long stretch of record keeping in Jacksonville when it comes to weather and especially temperatures. And of course, the tropics are always a big topic given where we live. The only landfalling hurricane in the 200-year history of Jacksonville, right in Duval County with an eye, was Dora back in 1964. In 200 years, a single landfalling hurricane. Now, we've had a whole bunch of close calls. We've had a lot of tropical storms. But as far as direct eye making a landfall in Duval County, it's never happened. And even when we've had big storms approaching that were hurricanes, by the time they got to us, they became tropical storms because in most cases they were moving over Florida before getting to our area. So some information on Dora. 1999, the mass evacuation because of Hurricane Floyd, which ended up missing the area. 2004, raked by Bonnie, which dropped an F2 tornado in Jacksonville. Francis and Jean, which caused a good deal of damage and power outages. Then in 2016, Hurricane Matthew, not making landfall, but close enough to beat up our beaches. And then a year later, 2017, Irma moving up the spine of Florida, producing record flooding in downtown Jacksonville, some of the worst flooding since the mid-19th century. So you can check it all out in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.